What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you're optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business Podcast. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do when your ad stats do not match up. Right? You're looking at your stats and ads manager and you see one thing, and then you look at your landing page and your thank you page in your funnel software and you see another set of stats completely different. And then you look over here and you see your email CRM and it's completely different. And it is absolutely maddening. And so today I'm going to share with you what to do when you have this big discrepancy between all three of the systems that you're using when you're running Facebook ads. Because let's face it, when we look at our stats, it's super important to understand what's happening, right? And iOS, the whole iOS privacy updates have made it that much harder to really get accurate stats. And so today's episode, I want to share with you what I recommend that you do in order so that you can get as accurate a stats as possible. Now, before we dive into it, if you are an online course creator or you're an online coach, you're already doing at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business. And you want to scale, right? You want to scale to multiple six, seven, or multiple seven figures in your business. But you want to do it while working less. You want to do it while working fewer hours, right? And you're overwhelmed in the business. You're likely doing all the things. Maybe you've hit a plateau in the business and things are just getting kind of frustrated, right? You're not really sure what next step to be taking in your business in order to scale, again, without working more hours. If that's you, then I want to invite you to apply for my accelerator coaching program. My accelerator coaching program is one-on-one coaching. It's group coaching and an amazing mastermind with other like-minded online entrepreneurs just like you who are all looking to scale, who are all looking to have a bigger impact in their business, create more revenue, and in the process, get more freedom in their business. All right. So if you would like to learn more and apply, it's application only. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right. So when it comes to your stats, you're looking at Ads Manager, you're looking at your landing page software tool, you're looking at your email CRM, none of them are matching up. Well, the first thing I want you to understand is that they're never going to match, right? The stats between all of your platforms are not going to match completely. This is nothing new. Years ago, when I was in the corporate world selling online advertising, the contracts that we used to use, there was a 20% reporting discrepancy baked right into the purchase orders or into the contracts. 20%. And this was years ago. And so this is nothing new, right? And by now, you've heard me talk a lot about the impact that the iOS privacy update has had on Facebook's ability to accurately report conversions based on your pixel events. Meaning if you have your opt-in thank you page pixeled and that marks the conversion, anytime you're trying to track a pixel event, it's become that much harder to get accurate numbers from Facebook's reporting because there are so many people who are opting out of that tracking within iOS's updates, right? And so in addition to the conversions that Facebook can track, they're now using conversion modeling to estimate conversions that they are unable to track due to the iOS updates. I want to repeat that again, okay? So there are conversions that Facebook can track, you know, even post iOS privacy update. And so for all the other conversions that they cannot track because people are opting out, they're using their AI, their algorithm, their artificial intelligence, and all the data and modeling that Facebook's technology has. They're now using this conversion modeling, if you will, to estimate conversions that they are unable to track due to the iOS updates. And they're doing this based on all of the, again, the historical data that they have and the artificial intelligence technology behind the ads platform. So what this means is that the conversion numbers that you see in Ads Manager are not going to match what you see in other tools. In your landing page software tool, if you're using like 10xpro.io, which is what we use in our business, I love it. Or if you're using, you know, ThriveCart, whatever it is, Thrive Themes, whatever it is, the stats are not going to match. In Ads Manager, usually they're going to be lower. They're going to be lower than what you see in your other platforms. But I've also seen recently where the stats are actually higher in Ads Manager. And I think the reason for that is because of this conversion modeling, right? This also means that your cost per result or your CPL, your cost per lead, isn't going to be fully accurate, meaning what you see inside of Ads Manager, because although the ad spend that you see in Ads Manager is accurate, the conversion results are not necessarily accurate, right? So you can see in Ads Manager exactly how much money that you've spent, but because Facebook isn't able to track accurately all the conversions that are happening, it will give you a number of conversions and it will give you a cost per result, but that's not necessarily an accurate cost per result. And I'll share with you exactly how I recommend instead trying to figure that out, right? And so now that you know that the stats simply are not going to match up, right? And some background on what Facebook is reporting, the real problem is when you have huge discrepancy in stats being reported. We're talking like 30% and above. If you've got more than a 30% discrepancy, something's going on. Back in January here in 2021, I had a 40% discrepancy between what Facebook was showing, between what Kajabi was showing, and between what our email CRM was showing, ConvertKit we use. And so I did myself a ton of troubleshooting, and I still don't know why this happened, right? Kajabi said it was Facebook's fault and then gave me an explanation that I'll just say did not make any sense whatsoever, right? And Facebook support wasn't very helpful. You know, didn't really shock me there, but I already knew there was reporting issues there, right? Because of iOS, even before it officially rolled out. And so speaking of this right here, because I know a lot of you use, Kajabi and Kajabi stats reporting, but not only in my business, but also for countless numbers of my students, their Kajabi stats, you really need to be careful in trusting that and using those as, you know, definitive stats, because they historically do not, they're not very accurate, right? And I'll just say that. I don't know why that's the case, but I just want to encourage you to not take the stats that you're seeing in the platform and being like, okay, those are my stats for sure, right? And as I just mentioned a second ago, it's but one reason that I have moved all of my funnels, all my course content, all my trainings, et cetera, over into 10xpro.io. And I'm using it for a few months now and I absolutely love it, right? So if you want to check them out, by the way, I am a proud affiliate for them. That's how much I believe in them. It has its own affiliate center in there, which is very hard to find. 10xpro.io/Rick will take you in there. But anyway, continuing on here. So what are some things that you can do to try and get as accurate stats as possible, right? Well, number one, and this is a Facebook best practice that I've talked about here in the podcast before, is make sure you have set up the conversions API, right? And that's going to allow Facebook to talk to your email CRM. So I have the conversions API set up and it allows Facebook to talk to ConvertKit, right? It's not going to solve the tracking problems. It's not going to solve it everything completely, but it will help. It will start to sort of fill in the gaps a little bit. Okay. So that's number one. And it's actually quite easy to set up. You can use Zapier or Zapier, however you pronounce it, to set up the conversions API. I am not a techie person and I was able to figure it out in a matter of like 15 minutes. So that says a lot. It's not too bad. So number one, conversions API. Number two, I would start using UTM tags for your ads in conjunction with Google Analytics, right? So UTM codes or UTM tags, you can set it up in Google's URL builder and you can use that in conjunction to track individual ads, et cetera, through a funnel in Google Analytics. Now, this is a little bit more advanced, but Facebook gives you a UTM tracking field, if you will, as you're setting up your ads, and they've done that for years, okay? So this is a little bit more advanced, but if we are going to be patient and ride through this wave of sort of uncertainty, this is one thing that I would really encourage you to learn, right? So start using UTM tags for your ads in conjunction with Google Analytics. Again, this is not going to solve the issue completely, but just like the conversions API, it's going to help you fill in some gaps, okay? The third thing, and I think this is super, super important, regardless of what funnel software that you're using, wherever your landing page is and your landing page thank you page is, have a unique funnel set up for your Facebook and Instagram ads. All right. So what I mean by that is if you're sending people to whatever, an opt-in page, and then after they opt in, they go to a thank you page. And obviously that thank you page tags them and kicks them into a specific email segment or email follow-up. You want a unique opt-in page and a unique thank you page for your ads. So all you have to do, so for example, if you're using 10X Pro, then just create your page, right? Create your opt-in page and your thank you page, or maybe it's a webinar registration page and your thank you page, and then just duplicate it, right? So for example, if I'm running ads to that opt-in page and the thank you page or to the opt-in page, then I would just duplicate it and then I could run traffic to the newly duplicated funnel, if you will, from social media or from my podcast or from my email list or what have you. When you can have one specific funnel that is for your ads, it's going to make it easier to start to compare your stats, right? So when you have an ads specific funnel, you can say, oh, I started my ads on whatever, September 1st, and I ran them till September 30th. Okay, great. I want to pull up the stats for that date range for my funnel, and then I'm going to do the exact same thing in Ads Manager, right? And I can do the exact same thing, obviously, in my email CRM. The other thing this is going to allow you to do is calculate your cost per result or your cost per purchase, whatever you're doing, based on the stats here and the ad spend that is showing inside of Ads Manager, right? So if Ads Manager is showing that you spent whatever, $1,000, and the results that are showing in your funnel software for your ads specific funnel is 100 opt-ins. So what I would do, rather than take the cost per result that is showing inside of Ads Manager, I would look at that and say, oh, okay, Facebook is showing $1,000 spend. Then my funnel software is showing that I have 100 leads. Okay. Well, 100 leads and $1,000, there's $10 per lead, just for super simple math numbers, right? And so that's what I would do. That's going to give you a far more accurate insight into what your actual cost per lead is. And then you can actually compare it to what Facebook is showing, right? So Facebook might be showing, well, your cost per lead is $14 or $13 or something like that. So you want to take the ad spend in Facebook and then divide that by the number of leads that are actually showing. And again, compare the leads that you're seeing inside your funnel software and your email CRM. So like back in January, when I was running that campaign, I had like a 40% discrepancy. Facebook was showing me one number. The landing page tool was showing me another. And then what was actually showing in ConvertKit was completely different. So that the landing page and the thank you page wasn't even talking correctly to ConvertKit, which was super frustrating, right? So these are things that you can do right now to set yourself up for as much success as possible and to give you some more clarity there in an insight into as accurate as possible the stats that you're seeing. So in addition to these three action items that I've just given you, the set up the conversions API, I would recommend starting UTM tags in conjunction with Google Analytics, and then also have an ads specific funnel set up in your landing page software, whatever that you're using, right? And that's, again, that sounds confusing or sounds like a whole bunch more work to do. Just set it up once, my friend, and then duplicate it. And if you want to duplicate it again to send traffic specifically from, you know, whatever, YouTube videos or Instagram or whatever it is, you could do that. But just set it up once and then duplicate it. And then you're going to want to create a unique identifier in that specific URL for that landing page to designate that, oh, that's my ad. So like you can say, you know, whatever, rickmulready.com/accelerator-FB or something, whatever you want to do there. And then, yeah, the third thing is have that unique funnel. So in addition to those three action items, here's your takeaway from today. Go into your ads. When you start your ads or when you're running your ads right now, just know that there's going to be a discrepancy in the reporting. And hopefully it's not a huge discrepancy like I was seeing, you know, back in the beginning of 2021 here. All right. We are seeing an uptick in the performance of ads, which is a great thing. All right. You got to be patient with all this. The people who are patient and are willing to adapt are the ones who are going to win in the long run. Remember, we're playing the long game here. There's going to be a lot of people who say, you know what? Facebook ads are just not working anymore. I'm just going to stop using it and move my budget elsewhere. Right. Where are you going to move your budget? Right. I mean, there are other platforms to take advantage of, which I absolutely recommend that you do. Remember, it's always a good idea to diversify your traffic. YouTube, Google, Pinterest, TikTok, you know, but we do have to remember the iOS privacy updates do not just affect Facebook. Okay. But looking at other traffic sources to diversify your marketing is always a good idea. So if you're thinking about ads right now for your business and or you're already running them, don't give up. Just be patient and be willing to adapt and be willing to test. And we're playing the long game here, right? Facebook advertising is not going away. anytime soon. It's like 99% of their revenue. They're going to figure this out, whatever that looks like. I have no idea at this point, but don't give up. Be patient. Keep testing here, right? And don't be afraid. I actually encourage you to be diversifying your traffic. I'm actually going to be doing a series coming up here in the podcast all about diversifying your traffic. So stay tuned for all of that. Okay. So my friend, hopefully this was helpful for you. Again, if you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're already doing at least 7 to 8K per month averaging in revenue from your online business, and you're feeling the frustration, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling burnt out or maybe heading towards burnout, if you have plateaued in your business and you want to take things to the next level, you want to scale your business while working fewer hours, right? We have to remember that we are building our business around our life, not the other way around. So if you want help doing that, then my accelerator coaching program could be exactly what you were looking for. So if you want to learn more, it's application only, and fill out the application, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, as always, thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.